listening to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the 3Wide Podcast with EG3. You're truly EG3, Eddie Greer III, Manhattan, Kansas. All things racing related / everything else in between here, folks. Nashville, recording this June 22nd, 2023. On the verge of watching NASCAR on NBC taking over the rest of the season, for the exception of the Truck Series, of course. I did record an episode, last night. That will be out Friday night. This, I'm going to try to get this out maybe, this weekend as well. So this is going to focus real quickly on the Cup Series postseason standings heading into the final 10 races. The race, going back a little bit here, the race to the chase, remember that? Well, it is that time. 10 races to go before the NASCAR postseason of 2023. Martin Truex Jr., the last time the Cup Series raced, won at Sonoma. He is your points leader, the new points leader. The points leader position has switched off. The last 2 weeks, it was Blaney. It was Byron. And now Martin Truex Jr. with his recent surge, winning at Sonoma. And now, at least for the regular season championship, sits on top of the throne right now. Heading into Nashville, William Byron is second, 13 points out from that. Then a tie for third with Ryan Blaney and Ross Chastain. Kevin Harvick, fifth, 1 point behind those two cats. And then Kyle Busch, Christopher Bell, Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano, and Kyle Larson. And that's the top 10 there. So I'm going to switch gears real quick here and focus on the playoff points now. So that's what we're looking at right now. If the playoffs were to start this weekend, William Byron will be the number one seed right now. That's by a point over Martin Truex Jr. Then it's Kyle Busch, Blaney, Kyle Larson, Ross Chastain, Denny Hamlin. It's really tight. To be flat out honest with you, it's tight from the winning position right to you. I probably would say tight between Byron and, let's see here, I'd probably go as far as Ross Chastain in that Denny Hamlin in that eighth spot. Like I said, I can go from multiple ways here with this. But okay, so right now, Bell in Reddick. So highlights, so Byron, Truex, Busch, Kyle Busch, Blaney, Larson, Hamlin, Logano, Bell, Reddick, and Stenhouse Jr. Automatic locks because of the wins. First one that I lost. It's Ross Chastain sitting there in the sixth spot right now. Harvick, next in line, 11th spot. Keselowski, 13th. Busch, your 14th. How about them, Ross? Fenway Keselowski cars, right? Right there. And I said that in the previous episode before this. 13th and 14th, respectively, there. Bubba Wallace, 15th. And then you have Alex Bowman sitting there in 16th spot. So now the race is on, right? Daniel Suarez. And remember, Alex Bowman missed a couple races before coming back. So that's where he's at right now. Suarez, 99, Trackhouse, 3 points back heading into this weekend's race at Nashville. Then emerging Ty Gibbs, right there in the mix, 11 points back. It's really tight between 16th and 19th, right? Michael McDowell, only 14 points out from a playoff spot in this weekend, right? And then, of course, you got to go quite a few markers back to AJ Allmendinger, who, according to social media, made a bold prediction about Chicago street race next weekend. He said that he said we're gonna win Chicago next week. That's a whole nother conversation we're having on this podcast next week. So that's what we're looking at right there. And then you want to take it in more six more points back to Austin Cindric, and only one more point separating Cindric from Corey LaJoy, who's in the 22nd spot. So really interesting. It's going to heat up. It's going to really heat up now. And Bubba Wallace is 26 up from the cut line right there. And then it's ways up for Chris Buescher. Chris Buescher, 102 up right there. And Keselowski also in that same position right there. So Bubba Wallace, Bowman, you put a blanket on those guys. And it's on from there. Suarez, Ty Gibbs, McDowell. Ty Gibbs continuing on his trajectory here. He might be inside that top 16. Of course, you win, you're in. Right, but there's some heavy hitters right outside of that, right? Almirola, 26. Chase Elliott, who has been, from according to him, been trying to find rhythm all year long. Hasn't found it yet, but did finish in the top 5 at Sonoma. Can he get it going? Let's see. Austin Dillon, a marker behind him. Then you have Chase Briscoe with all those changes this week for Stuart Haas Racing. Eric Jones, Legacy, really struggling this year, taking multiple steps back after the year they had last year. Obviously, we still have 10 races left, but they need to get it going. Harrison Burton sandwiched in between Dillon and Eric Jones. And, yeah, that's pretty much it right there. So a really intriguing race for a playoff spot starting with Nashville. You have multiple of racetracks coming up. You don't have the same style. It is well diverse, let me tell you. Obviously, you have your less than mile and a half racetrack in Nashville this weekend on Sunday, and then you have Chicago street course, the inaugural street course next week, which I'm going to put that category in. It's going to be a category of a wild card. You don't know what's going to happen there. It could be one of those races where it could be, you know, a spread them out boring race, or it's going to be one of those wild card races where you're going to see wrecking everywhere. Right now, I think it's going to be one of those that you're going to see a wreck fest. I'll be surprised if it's going to be less caution wise there. So you know what you're going to get from that right there. So I just wanted to come on here, come on the mic tonight, and give the updated playoff standings here. I was able to do it. Well, I updated you on the original point standings, but not the playoffs. And that's what we're sitting at right now, heading into Nashville. It's going to be interesting to see what happens this weekend down over there, over east. So Martin Truex Jr. leads the original playoffs. Take the playoffs out of it. The regular season playoff standings. Oh, now I just put playoffs in it. I got playoffs in the brain. Regular season standings, Martin Truex Jr. leads that. And then William Byron, if the playoffs were to start, he would be the number one seed. But, of course, we got plenty of racing to unfold. Let's see what happens when we all get to Nashville here. This one, of course, the Truck Series kicks things off tomorrow night. Xfinity Saturday Cup. We'll have it all on one episode. And then, of course, we're going to have our first guest in quite a while here on the podcast. I'll record that on Monday evening. That will be out probably next weekend ahead of the Chicago Street Course race as well. So exciting times for this podcast picking up here as we get set here to buckle up for the next 10 races on a schedule, which will lead into the postseason. I knew I was going to do it. There it is. I knew I was going to do it. The 3Wide Podcast with EG3. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. Your first time listening, appreciate you for hopping on board, giving us a listen for the 10 minutes that we are on this podcast. Next thing you need to do, make sure you subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple. We're on Audioboom, Amazon, and a few more other places out there, including iHeartRadio. Find us wherever you get your podcast there as well. I know the season has been a little bit different as far as content goes, but we're getting it out there still on this podcast. So I appreciate you guys. You've been with me from the beginning of the year. Appreciate you beginning. You've been with me from the outset of the 3Y podcast, EG3. Definitely, I give you definite kudos for hanging out with me for that. But that for now is the right now the checkered flag has waved on another edition of the 3Y podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III, coming to you from Manhattan, Kansas. Thank you once again for tuning in. Make sure you check out all, if you can, check out all the racing this weekend in Nashville. FS1 still carries the Truck Series. NASCAR and NBC will give us the rest of the ride out between the Xfinity Series and the Cup Series as they'll take us right through the championship in Phoenix. This has been another edition of the 3Y podcast with EG3. Chicken Flag Ass Wave. We'll talk to you next week with more coverage of the 3Y pod with EG3.